Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Austin Hayes met with the media following the Orioles' Game 2 loss to the Rangers.
How do you sort of wash this off and get ready for
tomorrow? Well, me personally, I'm a father, so my kids, they're young. They don't care if we win or lose the game. They expect me to come home and be dad and just love them like I always do. So my family will be flying in tomorrow morning, and we'll have the whole off day together at the hotel. So I'll just be a husband and a dad for the day, and that'll be my reset.
Austin, obviously, there's a lot been made of, you know, the younger guys and the older guys. For guys like, you know, Grayson, who makes his first playoff start today, and Gunnar yesterday, is there anything you can say to those guys to sort of give them a little bit of, like, maybe this is what to expect, calm their nerves, or is it sort of just another day and there's not much to it?
I haven't played any playoff games either. I'm kind of right there with them.
Sure.
Just kind of unsure of what to expect. You know, you try to treat it like any other game you've played, but there's just a lot more that comes with it. So, yeah, I'm kind of just going into it with them, trying to enjoy the moment, stay focused on the things that we focused on all year, prepare the right way, play the game hard. That's kind of where I've been.
Austin, you just talked about the prep, and you guys have been able to bounce back all year, but is it tough not to think about, you know, this coming one a little bit differently, knowing that, you know, you're playing for your season now?
I mean, there is no tomorrow, so I feel like that's how our team plays, honestly. That's how we've played all year, so yeah, we're just going to play like there's no tomorrow and play with our hair on fire and win three in a row.
What did it mean to you guys to have the crowd like it was this weekend?
Yeah, it was really an amazing experience. Being able to run out on the orange carpet yesterday, seeing all the fans with the towels, I've never seen that in this stadium in my career. It's definitely the loudest stadium I've ever been in. I've only gotten to go to one All-Star game, but Seattle this year was loud. That was probably the loudest stadium I'd been in, but Camden Yards was way louder these last couple days. It's really been a great experience.
You guys haven't been swept in a series all year. Is that something you were aware of as the season progressed, and did you guys take a certain pride in that at some point late in the year?
We don't really think about that. Honestly, we just focus on playing the game that's in front of us, one out at a time, one day at a time. That's just kind of where the chips have fallen. I think it's since Adley got called up, that was like the last time. So, it's a pretty significant feat to go that long without it happening. It's just, I think, a byproduct of us being able to always turn the page and just move on from whatever happens the day before and just reset, focus on the next day. I think that's what this team's done well, and that's, you know, why that's a thing, why we're talking about it.
Your manager is talking about this ability to turn the page. Where does that come from, you guys? Does it start when you're in the Orioles system, or does it come from Brandon Hyde, or is it the chemistry of this team?
I think it's just a combination of all of it. Focusing on winning and focusing on what we need to do to win, it kind of takes away the selfish part of the game where, you know, you're worrying about your stats or what you're personally doing, how things are going for you yourself. Not getting too caught up in that and just focusing on what you need to do as a teammate and as a player for this organization and as a player for Hyde, what you got to do to win the game. I think they preach that in the minor league, so you see that with a lot of the young guys that come up too. It's just kind of the culture here, so I think it's just a byproduct of a little bit of three or four different things.
Austin, obviously this has been a disappointing weekend. What's the mindset, do you feel like, for this team right now as you guys head to Texas?
Yeah, we fought hard. We didn't roll over in that game. We got down early. We continue to take really good at-bats, put pressure on those guys. We continue to score runs. We got a lot of hits, and we scored a lot of runs tonight. So just speaking from an offensive standpoint, we'll just continue to do what we did today. I think we made some adjustments from that first game and just keep doing what we did tonight, you know?
The run that you guys went on in the last half of the game, does that give you that type of confidence heading down there?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Baseball's a momentum game, so for us to, you know, you feel the game start to creep like it's getting out of hand, and then you score one, you score two, keep fighting, you keep the crowd in it. That definitely goes a long way with your team, for sure.
Curious what you think of it.